Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We are Dukes and Bell. Hey, happy Christmas Eve. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey,
hey man. We go, ho, ho, hey, man.
Ho, ho, hey, man. Hey, we are going to take plenty of your phone calls. I know some of you are on hold. Today's been interesting. We had Coach Ra on. We had Bijan Robinson on. We are not at Flowery Branch as we normally are because of Christmas Eve and the practice hour times or the times that we're going to be off the field. But nevertheless, you got a chance to hear Ra, and if you missed it, we'll replay that for you coming up in less than 10 minutes. But Mike, as we're asking Atlanta sports fans, and we're having some fun with this, guys, what do you want for Christmas? Earlier today, one of our callers said, you know what, I want Mr. Blank to look at Ra and be serious. And he said, I wasn't calling for his job, but he's got to know this is not it. I'm done with this. He wants him to have a real conversation. My guess is, Mike, they probably will.
Yeah, and again, you've got this Sportology consultant firm. How long have they been on the ground looking at this thing, listening, watching, judging? Spoke with Raheem, and some guys earlier said, man, you guys, I wasn't soft on him. You're just being polite. What can you say? The season is the season.
Oh, man, Merry Christmas.
They're going to make a decision. I already told them I'd fire him if I was the owner.
What do you want us to do? You want us to be Grinches today?
Right, it's Christmas. I'm arguing with a guy right now about the, guys, it's Christmas. Why are you arguing with me on Twitter?
This is going to be resolved in two weeks.
It's Christmas Eve. Have fun.
Yeah.
Love your fellow man.
I agree.
Let's or woman.
Be merry.
But anyway, look, and as we said a million times, I don't know if it's the culture and what we live in today and social media, but you know, we have great relations with all these guys. We've talked to Kyle Pitts. We've said things about Pitts. We tell him what we say. We talk to Ra. I mean, this is the world we live in. These guys know the heat comes with it, the expectations. You know, I'm happy to see us win. Love to see us win Monday night. It's still too little too late for me because this division was winnable and we blew it.
Yeah, I me being mad about where we're at is long gone.
Right.
That part right, of this exactly. season is gone. Now I am a realist in what needs to be done and how it's going to be done moving forward. That's where I'm at. But I'm with Mike. I do want to see us win and you know, show up the Rams. That would be pretty impressive. And as I said to Ra, you know, winning out, it has to mean something to you guys in the building because I do still feel like it's something you could add in your back pocket and say, look how we finished. I don't know if it's the selling point, but you'll hear what he had to say coming up. 404-726-0929. Let's take some phone calls, man. Yo is in Atlanta. And, brother, we appreciate you following us and always hitting us up and interacting with us. Merry Christmas to you and your family. What's on your mind, man? What do you want as an Atlanta sports fan for Christmas?
I would love for the Atlanta Falcons fans to understand that it is a process. Like, everything doesn't happen overnight. We are in a microwave society where we believe that you can just put it in the microwave, turn it on for 2 minutes, and it's going to be okay. That's not how the NFL works. All the teams that we compare ourselves to have been building to this point for years. We've only been doing it for the last couple years.
Now, define couple.
Okay, so, well, in the last 6 years, we've had two general managers and three head coaches,
mm-hmm.
right?
And this guy's had five. A general manager's had five. I'm not trying to cut you off. I'll let you finish your thought. But a general manager's had 5 years to build this team. 5 years.
You're absolutely right. He drafted the players that the first coach that he was gifted wanted. And now he's drafting the players that his next coach wanted. And our progress over these last 2 years on defense has been astronomical. We cannot sit here and say that when you and I had this conversation last year and I said, hey, draft a center, and you guys said, no, defense, defense, defense.
Right.
And we went defense, defense, defense. And guess what? Our defense is dramatically improved. So We asked for something, we got it, and now we're unhappy. We're almost like the 7-year-old child who says, Daddy, please get me the Xbox. And when you get him the Xbox, you say, no, I want the Xbox plus all the other games.
All right, hold on. Let's start with the coaching, and we'll get to the GM. What would you say about special teams? That's a process? We're supposed to be more patient about the continued screw-ups on special teams that cost us 4 of the 5 games in the losing streak? We talk about process, be patient. I'm supposed to be patient with Zach. It's on-the-job training for the offensive coordinator. Maybe I should hire a guy who knows what he's doing from the jump and not a first-year OC. And look, I love what Terry Pendleton did with the defense, but he still did the stupidest thing in the history of the NFL by drafting a quarterback who's injury-prone and signing a guy for $100 million.
Terry Fontenot.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's all part of a process I'm supposed to be patient with, as I said yesterday to some listener, you got the patience of Job, man.
This is where we disagree. I understand what you're saying. We're not happy. We are happy about the progress of the defense, but we're not happy with the overall results, nor should we be. One doesn't trump the other. Just because we are one of the teams that are one of the league leaders in sacks doesn't mean that I didn't want my team to go to the playoffs. Like, that, there wasn't one or the other. At the beginning of the season, I said, hey, if we lead the league in sacks, I really don't care about the playoffs. That's not what this was. It was supposed to be in step with the team that was growing and getting better. And, oh, by the way, we're going to achieve one of our goals this year in getting more sacks. I can't look at it that way, but I understand where you're coming from.
You know, you and I, we've talked about this with other listeners before. I mean, I just don't know what you – when you don't make the playoffs for 8 years – you know, I mean, oh, no, but these guys get a pass. They're only responsible for 5 of it. I mean, that's I just don't know what I cannot relate to that mindset. And I think you've seen enough inconsistency with Raheem Morris and the coaching. And, Carl, we talked about the winning percentage the other day. You know, he's 21 games under 500 for his career. If you're anticipating that's going to change next year, I think you're barking up the wrong tree.
Let's talk to Chase, who's on the road. Chase, we're asking you as an Atlanta sports fan, what do you want for Christmas? Hey, man.
What's up? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Carl and Mike, man, I just wanted to holler at y'all. I'm going to kind of touch on what you just said right there at the end, Mike. Arthur Blank, if I'm not mistaken, has never hired a head coach with a previous winning record in the NFL.
Nope.
I want to make that point. I think Arthur Blank is a fantastic human, a fantastic man in the city of Atlanta. But, man, I don't know if he knows how to run an NFL franchise. Terry Fontenot, and I kind of like the roster he's built. I do agree with you, Mike. The quarterback situation is kind of dumb. That is the most important position in all sports. But I really do think if we had the right coaching in place, man, I think we'd be a lot better. I think we would have made the playoffs this year. I really do. The quarterback situation, the way Raheem handled that, I don't think Raheem really handled that the right way. I should have pulled the plug on Kirk whenever Kirk was clearly hurt. But, yeah, man, if we can get Zach Robinson out the door, get Ra out the door, and kind of let Ulbrich maybe stay in place if whoever the new head coach is going to like that. I think Ulbrich's done a pretty good job, pretty good at rushing the passer this year. But to transfer over to the Braves a little bit, man, I'd like to get a new arm in starting rotation.
Oh, I love it.
But other than that, fellas, man, I think we got a pretty good lineup. I think the bullpen is obviously bolstered with the Robert Suarez move, but – other than that, fellas, that's pretty much all I want. God bless y'all. Merry Christmas.
Appreciate you. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
No, you and I were talking about this off the air. I mean, you got a defense. If I told you back in August we're doing a show after camp, Carl, we're going to have 50 sacks. We may be second in the league in sacks, but we're not going to make the playoffs. The two would not go together even for a second in your head.
No, not at all.
So there is talent on the – you'll hear our conversation with Bijan later in the week. We've got some of the most exciting players in the league. Figure it out.
Yeah. And we're going to get to Sweet here in a second. But as far as another arm, it's funny. You know, we had Alex Anthopoulos on a few weeks ago, and he was running down all the things that he had done this offseason. As I said, I don't think he's finished. But I also think they're looking at this starting pitching thing a little bit differently than we are. They're not going to throw $200 million in anybody. They're just not. And
not the way he does it.
That's not what he's going to do. And so I know when we say add another arm, they may do that. It's not going to be a $200 million 10-year deal for some starting pitcher that you know or has a brand name. It will be somebody that hopefully can come in here and help us. But I think they actually feel good about what we have in Sell and Strider and Schwellenbach and Hurston Waldrop. All these guys that are going to, Lopez is going to come back. they feel like, and you're going to have a bunch of guys competing for that fifth spot, they're not looking at this that we're going to drop $150 million on a star.
No, but that's, I mean, all I want is somebody, you know, for lack of a better word, a mediocre innings eater. You know, a guy who's maybe in his 30s that's going to, again, price has to be right. Because you said it, there's no reason to ask. You're never going to be in the mix with a Scott Boras, you know, quarter of a billion dollar pitcher. But Waldrop's going to pitch, he's going to be asked to pitch more innings than he's ever pitched.
Yep.
You know, Schwellenbach is coming off an injury. Strider, you know, we're talking about Grant Holmes is still being relied on. That's too iffy for me. I want concrete. I don't want hope.
Yeah.
You know, hope is great in for watching Shawshank Redemption. Hope don't cut it when we're talking about trying to win this division.
All right, Swede, we're going to get to you, man. I know you want to talk about what you think you want as an Atlanta sports fan for Christmas. We're going to let you do that. We're also going to hear from Raheem Morris when we come back at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is Christmas. Well, Christmas Eve. And Mike and I
It's Christmas already in Ireland.
This is true. This is true.
No, not yet.
I love the Santa Tracker, by the way. Santa Tracker is the best. We will be back on Friday, okay? Just so you guys know. And then Monday, we're going to be back and getting you ready for all the big college football playoff games. And, of course, we'll be down at Signia, as we've been telling you. So that's going to happen on Monday as we get ready for the Monday night football game. And also want to remind you, we have all three games tomorrow. All right? Triple header, Christmas Day. It starts at 12:30 with Dallas at Washington. We're talking about the NFL, Detroit at Minnesota, and then Denver at Kansas City. It's all brought to you by the Georgia Department of Juvenile Justice. Get hired today. Apply at djj.georgia.gov. That's georgia.gov, should I say. And you can catch out the triple header here tomorrow. So it starts at 12:30 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Want to grab Swede, Mike, before we let everybody hear what Ra had to tell us as they got off the practice field today. But Swede, thank you for listening. Merry Christmas to you, Swede, and happy holidays, my friend. What do you want as an Atlanta sports fan for Christmas?
For the Braves, I want effective, dependable starting lineup, mm-hmm. a deep bullpen, and for the Atlanta Falcons, I want somebody besides McKay and Fontenot to be blowing smoke in Arthur's ears. But mainly I want to miss you. The reason of the call is I want to wish you both and your families a very Merry Christmas and all of your fans out there. You have a wonderful show. Love you guys.
Hey, thanks, Swede. Swede's a sweetheart. And for guys who are new to the show, he's been listening to us as long as we've been on the air, going all the way back to 2014. And he's also an octogenarian.
Yeah. Yes, he is. he is a sweet gentleman.
By the way, Day-Day, you know Swede's backstory? He was
a photographer like way back in the day or something.
The
like
wedding
that, right?
Photographer for OJ and Nicole Brown Simpson's wedding, amongst other things he did in Southern
California. He's in the 30 for 30. You can see little clips of the guy with the camera walking around at the wedding scene in the 30 for 30.
It's crazy. Yeah, his life has been insane. But he is an avid listener of 92.9 The Game, and we appreciate him. Hey, we talked to Raheem Morris today, guys. Rams, Monday night. First thing we wanted to know was, hey, they walked off the practice field. Coach, how was it?
Oh, man, it was good, man. You know, got the fellas in. You know, was able to combine walk through and practice so they can get home and have a little dinner with their family. But got the work necessary to get in, did all things we need to do in order to go up against a really good football team this weekend.
And, Coach, first off, Merry Christmas to you and the family. And got a great win. That was fun to watch, man. How did you guys come up with that plan to shut down Trey McBride?
I wouldn't say that, man. It's never a shutdown this week. You know, you got to go out there and you got to contain people as much as you possibly can. And the fellas did a nice job of planning it as far as a coach's standpoint. And then the guys did a nice job of going out there and executing it. When you're talking about the plays that Jesse made at the end of the game, man, just like going out there making some big-time plays. You got big-time players making those kind of plays. That's how you give yourself a chance to win. You know, going back to our joke from last week, man, that's called finding a way to win, and that's what they did.
They did, and it was a good win, 26-19, as the Falcons went on the road out west. I know you've been asked about Bijan all week, but, you know, for our audience, I just feel like we know he's a special player. We know he's a special human being. But the things he's been able to accomplish this year are pretty incredible, you know, when you talk about Ra, the company that he's in now. And we know him being named to a Pro Bowl is also something, you know, when you start talking about the Falcons in the future, people are looking at this. Just talk about the Bijan you're around day in and day out. Maybe the guy that we don't get a chance to see. What is he about?
You know, it's really hard because when you talk about it, it almost sounds fake. You know, but what the guy is, because the guy is his authentic self every single day. You know, he's faith, he's football, and then everything else falls in after those lines. You know, like that's what he does, man. It's like everything, and it really falls in those lines. It really falls in that way. He makes you a better person when you're around him. You know, everything he thinks about is for his teammates and how to get his teammates better and what he can do more. How can he help more? The questions he asks, they even go into the lines of, you know, what else do I need to do this week to win this football game? And a lot of times we ask them to carry the load. And we ask them to go out there and be on the receiving end of it or the rushing end of it. You know, the only thing I haven't asked him to do is play a little defense and make a tackle. But, I mean, the guy will be willing to do any and everything for the football team, for this fan base, you know, for this organization. He loves it, man. And, like, it shows every day.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We tried to get it out of Kirk Cousins last week. Come on, man. You want to come back? Take a little off the top? You've had conversations. I mean, it just seems like this offense is flowing. And next year with Michael Penix, I know he's back in the facility. But, I mean, you think there's any chance Kirk could come back and you can make it work?
You know, obviously, you always would go evaluate things in the offseason and look at everything and how it works and how all those things work. We brought Kirk here for a reason because, you know, the way he played the last couple of weeks and the things that he's been able to do and the things that he did when he led us to a 6-3 record when he first got out there. You know, obviously, we went out and got our quarterback of the future and our quarterback that was playing for us, and he's playing really well. Got hurt, obviously, and he's going to come back. But you always got to figure and factor in to what can happen. You know, at the beginning of the year, you had a different tune, man. You were trying to get him out of here and ship him off. But, you know, we know who the guy is. We know the person, the character, you know, his family. You know, a lot like Bijan, you're talking about the human off the field and the things that he brings to our team. So we're just excited to have him. We're excited to have him close out the season for us, and then everything else take care of itself as the season ends.
Rod, the team, obviously, the offense feels like it's clicking better. Are you willing to say that's because of Kirk?
You never want to put it on one person. You know, usually you put too much blame on one person or you give one person too much credit. And really, I think it's just being in sync all across the board. You know, Kyle Pitts is playing better. You know, Bijan Robinson is being who he is. Our offensive line is playing well. You know, we have an ability to be a guard and run the football and really control it for 38 minutes, not turn the football over, find ways to get the ball to our guys that we need to get the ball to in critical moments, having Kyle come up with big-time conversion downs and doing those things. All those things factor in. And then on the other side, the flip side of that is being able to get off the grass and get the ball back for these guys so they can control the tempo of the game and dictate terms. You know, in that game, last game, we're talking about, we would like to go ahead and dictate terms even further by getting those third and ones or that fourth and one that we didn't, we're not able to get at the end of the game. And that would really get you clicking and really get you into a different space, you know. But, you know, fortunately for us, the last couple of weeks, we've been able to overcome a little bit of adversity going down against Tampa, going down early in this game. And you get a chance to see the guys fight. And I think that no-blink mentality is something that's been nice for us.
Yeah, 7 of 14 on third downs were the Falcons against the Cards, 2 of 5. The first down, the fourth down plays, we talked about it with Dave Archer yesterday, Coach, and despite the injuries, they had some real size and playmakers in the middle of their interior. Is that what stopped those short yardage plays?
They had some dogs. You know, one of them was a self-inflicted wound on our own, but the other one, you know, they kind of stopped us. They stuffed us. We like to be able to get downhill and be able to make that play with Tyler and be able to block a little bit better. But, you know, you've got to give the other team credit like we always do. But, you know, it is what it is. Our defense had an opportunity to go out there and close the show, and they closed it.
Were you aware of the Jake Matthews play?
Oh, yeah.
And did it work? Did it work in practice?
Go check my history, man. We threw a pass just like that to Donald Penn, man, for a touchdown in 2000. None of your business. And it was absolutely outstanding. So being able to get that, get that shown, mm-hmm. I would have loved to see him catch it. I would love to see him get a touchdown for himself. Be to make that play. Those plays come up once in a lifetime, and I love to see him make it. And I didn't want to be around him after he dropped that pass, so right. It is what it is.
It's Raheem Morris with us, guys, here on Christmas Eve. Appreciate the time. Coach, we've talked all season long about, you know, the goals and trying to get the job done and where you are with Arthur Blank. I just want to let you know, I don't know how much, if you tune us out, please don't, but the listeners is a big chunk of the audience that wants to see you back next year. That's got to make you feel good.
You know, you can't ride the emotional roller coaster. It definitely makes you feel good and all of those things, but you got to just have a belief and a common belief in what you're trying to get done. And I really see things going the right way. When you're talking about the guys that we're talking about, like a Bijan Robinson, like a Drake London, like the front that we have up here when we talk about our five, what we start to do when we talk about creating the pass rush, some of the things on the back end are starting to happen with Wyatt and a Jesse Bates and some of those things. Like you got no choice but to go out there and get better. And we got to do some better things as far as execution. We got to do some better things as far as coaching. We got to do some better things across the board. But I tell you what, man, I like my chances, and I like our chances to be able to go out here and do what we want to get done and get the things that we want to get accomplished.
If you could do it all over again, do you revisit Kirk Cousins as your starter from the jump?
Or you never want to play the what-if games and all those type of things. Got a lot of confidence in Michael Penix and what he was able to do at the beginning of the season and how he started the game off with us in that Tampa game, man. When he checked Superman, it almost won us that football game and got really close to doing it. Or just being to watch him throw some of the passes and, like, have the highest percentage of downfield and some of the play action passes he was able to do. Unfortunately, got hurt. But I also, at the same time, told you guys, I had a lot of confidence in Kirk Cousins. Our organization had a lot of confidence in Kirk Cousins. It was the reason that he was here. It was the reason that we let him go in the game. It was the reason he won the game and just assumed the position that he had to, and he's led us to some big-time wins.
Rob, Michael Penix is back with the team at the facility. What's the young man's mindset? What are you saying to him as he goes through this rehab process for him? Obviously, he knows what this is like. He's done it a couple of different times. What's his mental like right now?
It's been awesome, man. You know, obviously, when you first find out, you go through the heartbreak of everything that you're going to miss the rest of the season. That's obviously tough. But he has a great support group, man, when it comes to his parents, his father in particular. I know he talked to, you know, as we went to his house and do some of those things. And, like, you know, his wife, a soon-to-be wife, I should say, they got a big support group here when it comes to that. And then when he gets in the building, you know, to be able to watch him around his teammates and how much the guys love him and how much he cares for those guys and to watch him with our guys. And really he's focused on, you know, getting healthy first and foremost. He's focused on, you know, what he can do, if anything, to be able to help the football team this year. And then he's focused on, obviously, how he's going to attack this offseason to come back as strong as ever.
All right, Raheem, you get to play with your old team, man, the Rams, and all the guys that you had a big part of developing, and they're playing for everything. So how weird is that going to feel?
You know, fun. You know, like, I know what they're about, you know, and they're going to come in here, and they're going to go out there, and they're fighting for a one seed. You know, and I know what that means. I've been in that building when you're doing those things. I've been in that building when you had the opportunity to go to playoffs. I know what that building feels like. That building's not in it not to win a championship. And everything they're going to do, they're going to come in here and try to do, and we better match it. And I love that because I love to be able to build up what it feels like, what it looks like, what the mentality has to be to go out there and win a championship. I was with them when we done it, and I want to be able to show this team how to do it because I believe we can.
That Puka Nacua dude is nasty, though, Raw. I mean, he's a tough character.
He's a dog.
He is, man. Like how? And again, not getting into the game plan, but nobody's really been able to slow him down this year. 1592, that's how many yards he's got. He's got 8 touchdowns. He's been so effective.
What do you mean this year? I mean, I think since he stepped on campus.
It's true.
I think since he stepped on campus, he's been unstoppable. He's been a force to deal with. He was out there with one of the best wideouts in the game at the time in Cooper Kupp, and he's transitioned to one of the best wideouts to ever play the game in Devontae Adams. And he is still a dominant figure. He's playing with Weapon X out there at quarterback. And I think Stafford think the world of him and what he was able to do, you know, won us a ring, won us a championship. And there is no doubt in my mind that's what their focus is. Their singular focus is on winning. Their singular focus is on a we, not me mentality. And they're going out and trying to do everything they can to win the football game. And I love it. That presents a great challenge for us. That lets us know and be able to go out there and a matchup with one of the best teams in the National Football League, if not the best, and we love the challenge.
We were talking about, you know, this consulting firm, which has been involved with the organization for a while, and, I mean, everybody knows, look, you got it's performance-based. You got to do your job. It don't matter if somebody's looking over your shoulder. But when you talk about the big picture and talking with Arthur and the season's over, one of the selling points, we were just talking about this yesterday, Ra, your involvement in maybe helping to pick some of the personnel. How involved were you in Dorless and all the other pieces last year and the guys we had in this year's draft?
You know, obviously, you never got to get into the credit searching business in this business, you know. And part of the search firm things you're talking about is how to formulate this roster and these teams that are built together, right? We just talked about it with the Rams, right? That the same search firm went out and talked with the Rams. and all the powers to be there. And I was there for that, and I've seen that. I've seen it do them here before. So I know these guys really well. We talked about all these things, and it's building it together. Right? You never got to – when you go find those buildings of people looking for credit, that's when you find issues. And that's not what this building is going to be. It's never going to be about that. We did all those things together. You know, whether we picked them, whether we got them, whether we sold them out, whether we had all our arguments and things behind the scenes to go out there and formulate who we wanted to take, who we wanted to add to our football team, that's all on us. And as long as it's going to be an us thing, I love it, man. Like, and that's what it's about right here, man. Like, I think Terry and his staff do such a great job. I think the involvement that they allow us to have as far as the coaching staff to be involved in the selection of guys is well documented. I think us all going in and collaborating in a great way and being able to find players that fit our ethos to be able to come in here and define what we want to be is the most important thing.
So you will not take credit for James Pierce Jr. You did not say, I want him.
Yeah.
No?
I mean, that's not the deal.
Okay.
We take credit for him, just like we are raising him, and we will have the last say on how will we define those moments.
I want to ask you how important these last two games are. Mike and I were having this conversation yesterday, and I'm a full disclosure with our audience. Rod, you have a lot of support. I don't know if you know this or not. There are a lot of people in our city who say, despite the record, you obviously deserve another opportunity to come back and coach this team and show us, you know, in 2026. And I don't know if that surprises you. I don't know if you're even hearing this. But how important are these last two? Because we could win out and have a four-game win streak. I said to Mike, that looks a lot better on the resume. And I think it's important from where you guys are as a coaching staff and certainly the organization.
You know, I think it will be a little short-term thinking on my part. But I do think this. I do think winning is the most important thing in this organization. And winning is what you want to be about. And you don't have to. You don't get a chance to practice winning often. And when you do, take advantage of it.
Hmm. I know, Coach, we've talked about, you know, if I ran the team, you wouldn't want me running the team. I'd be very unhappy. But if you have to talk to Arthur at the end of the year and he says, Ra, we're bringing you back, but you got to move on from a couple of assistants, how would you handle that?
Yeah, you always going to have discussions. You know, what are we talking about? Who are we talking about? What are the procedures? What are the reasons? You know, what are all those things involved? You know, when we move on from those people, what are the options that are available? You know, what do these options look like? What are they? Do they fit our ethos? Does it matter? Is that going to help us win? Is that going to help us get to the next level? You know, all of these things have to be decided. You know, like the who, what, when game. You know, that's easy to play when you're not in the mix. Mm-hmm. You know, but when you're in the mix, you better make sure you make good, sound decisions for good, sound reasons.
Real quick, the Jamal Agnew situation. The reports are you guys wanted to bring him back on the practice squad, but he got claimed. Coach, was that just being unhappy with the way things were going with his production?
No, you know, we had made Agnew a healthy scratch the last couple of weeks. We hadn't got the things and the things desired that we wanted to get out of. We went out and got him in free agency. You know, obviously, he wanted to come in and be a spark plug for us, be able to flip the field, be able to utilize him that way. Some of it was Agnew's fault, some of it was not, right? But we wanted to give some other people another chance. We were able to get out there and get, you know, obviously Tompkins out there, be able to get Drum out there the last couple of weeks in return for us. So we made the shift. We had to get other people up on the roster to put him down, put him on our practice squad, or the thought was to put him on practice squad. You know, obviously it didn't work out that somebody can claim him. He got claimed, I believe, by Washington. We wish him nothing but the best. He was a great teammate. I was glad to be around him for the little short time that I was. And you know, it's one of those things that just happened and didn't work out for us at the end of the day. And those transactions happen all the time in the National Football League.
How often do you talk with Sean? I love Sean McVay. I love the way he goes about his business, and I know you guys won a Super Bowl together. How often do you visit with him?
A lot. You know, that's my brother. There's no doubt about that. Obviously not this week. Love him every week, but this week, and it's something we got to go do. You know, we'll hug after the game so you guys can talk about that and do all of those things. But it is what it is, man. You win Super Bowls with people, man. You form these everlasting relationships. It was funny. I was talking to the media today, and like I know Gary Klein, and I know Jordan Rodrigue, and I know Sarah Bishop,
yep.
and all of those people, Lindsay Theory, all of those people, they were a part of that football team in my head, and everybody that was on that radio show out there was a part of that football team. And when we win how we want to win, you'll be a part of our football team like I want you to be, and I can't wait to make that happen for the city.
We can't either. We want it. We want another win on Monday mm-hmm. night. Rob, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Obviously, we will chop it up next week. It's Saints, but we got to worry about these Rams first, guys, and that'll be Monday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Rob, thanks for the time today.
Thanks, guys, man. Have a Merry Christmas, guys.
You too, Coach.
All right, that's Coach Raheem Morris.
Yeah, man, great conversation. As we said, you know, trying to have a little positivity on Christmas Eve, and now we'll see if we can go beat the Rams. Again, Carl mentioned, guys, special show. If you got ticks, we'll be at Signia. It's the Nest. That's the bar on the fourth floor, and we'll be hanging out there, getting you ready, a little pregame before we throw it over the Wait For It tailgate Monday night.
Going to be a lot of fun. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up on this Christmas Eve here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah, it's pretty easy, guys, as we get ready for Monday night. We're off tomorrow. We're back on Friday, and then we'll be talking about, obviously, the big Monday night matchup. Monday, we're at Signia at that bar. Mike, what's the bar? What's the name of the bar?
It's called The Nest.
That's right.
It's got its own miniature version of, like, the Halo board that we've got inside Mercedes-Benz, which is pretty cool. It's a really neat sports bar. A lot of folks will come up there, and just the view, by the way, of the Benz in the downtown is pretty amazing.
It is. So that's Monday 2 to 4. So we got some things that we'll be talking to you about and inviting you to come on out and hang out with us. And then, of course, we'll see what the Falcons do on Monday night. Then we're looking to the Georgia Bulldogs and Ole Miss Rebels. And I don't know how this game's going to turn out. I think it's easy for a lot of people to talk about, you know, the Dogs obviously beating them again. You feel pretty confident about it. But we got a lot of stuff to look forward to. Hey, want to remind you while we're talking Falcons, the Falcons games, the Falcon flyover. It's your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons flyover, guys, immediately following every Falcons game this season on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, real quick, before we get out of here, want to go around the room. And first of all, thank you guys, Big O, Day-Day, Mike, everybody. Merry Christmas. Enjoy, you know, the day, whatever you got planned, and enjoy your time off. If you've got some time off, we hope that you tune in and make sure you're still in tune with what's going on. But what are you guys looking forward to tomorrow? I mean, Day-Day, you got the kids at home. Obviously, oh, you got the little ones. You know, I will tell you, seeing their reaction is the best. It's just nothing like that. But what are you looking forward to? Is there something that you want or you expect tomorrow? Or maybe you're going to get a chance to eat. Mike and I were talking about our meals and planning earlier in the show. Day-Day, you got something planned?
No, nothing. We kind of had our big to-do last night, as I told you guys on the pre-show. You know, the wife's friends and, you know, friends of the, all of our friends with kids, they all came over, and it turned into, you know, a nice festive evening. So tomorrow, expecting it to be chill. And honestly, to your point, Carl, you know, for me, Christmas is all about, you know,
them,
making sure everyone is happy.
Yep,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? So as long as everyone is happy, I was telling earlier, I want the weather to be nice so I can get out and wash the cars after they open their presents.
and it will be tomorrow.
Yeah, and then get inside and watch some football.
I did it today.
See?
I washed my – dude, something about washing your car when it's cold out, it just ain't the same.
Yeah, it ain't the same,
baby,
bro.
Carl, I was detailing those hubcaps. Not hubcaps, but those rims. Like, you wouldn't believe, man. Yeah, I did it today. It was the first day to wash the car. I'm with you, man. Whip.
What about you, O?
Naps are good, and on some days they're really fun.
Naps.
On Christmas, that nap just hits different, man.
Okay.
That afternoon nap. So I'm looking forward to, in the morning, opening up gifts, seeing my little one and how excited he's going to be with all of his little toys, having a beverage or two, and then 11:30 noon, settling into a nice nap, getting up, and then just seeing whatever the day. But that Christmas nap, something about that Christmas nap, it's special.
Okay, very cool. Mike, I know you got plans tonight. What about tomorrow, brother?
Just lay low, man. Like I said, this is the first time in a long time we're not down in Florida, and we're just kind of, you know, no traffic and not dealing with any craziness. So we're just laying low. My mother-in-law, of course, will be swinging by. Go pick her up around 4. Matter of fact, anybody need me to come over and, you know, grill, do some stuff for you?
Maybe you want to come wash the cars?
Maybe wash your car? Anybody? Anybody needs some help?
If I had some toys to put together, Mike, I'd have you come over to the house.
You're trying to get out of this, and she hadn't even arrived yet.
No, it's going to be great. It'd be great. Now, we do have a great system in the house. In the wine fridge we have, you know, is Becky puts little tiny little gold stickers on the wine that is not for my mother-in-law. Okay?
Gold, I like that.
The gold stickers are only for the – that's for us. She only gets the wine that doesn't have the stickers on it. The stickers are saved for us. Because my mother-in-law, with all due respect, Carl, she can't tell that it was a $3 chuck and a bottle of freaking Camus, if we're honest.
Dig in, huh?
Yeah. So true. Whatever you're doing, man, be safe.
What about you? What are you looking forward to?
Your daughter's home from college?
Correct. I'm in chill mode, man. I'm enjoying this right now. You know, not to get all like sentimental, but we were talking about this. Whenever you left home, and let's just say you came back four times a year, right? Right. If you average that out, all of a sudden now you're talking about seeing your kids for like 40 times for the rest of their life.
Oof.
When you start talking about, you know, and obviously there'll be more opportunities, but you take it for granted when they're gone, and then when they come back, you're just like, oh, it feels so good to have her around. And her friends have been here. We had some friends stay over last week, and she's going to visit some friends. But I'm in chill mode, man. I'm with Day Day. I just want everybody to be happy. No drama, Mike. I said to you guys yesterday, don't let anybody spoil your joy, right?
Yes, yes.
With you got family over tomorrow and dinner and all the stuff that's going on. Hey, don't let anybody spoil that. But for me, it's man, I am just happy where things are and what's going on in my life, and I'm blessed. So I have no complaints. I'm chill mode. But we appreciate you guys, and that's the main thing we want you to know. So thanks for being here. Thanks for hanging out with us, as always. And Merry Christmas to each and every one of you, and happy holidays. Again, we're back on Friday, and then we'll gear up for all this stuff that's going to happen next week, man. There's a lot that'll be going on. And then we'll react to these Thanksgiving Day games, Mike, by the way. We did give you our picks today, so if you missed that, we'll go back over that, because we're going to be picking again on Tuesday, because we got a whole set of round of new games to look forward to.
Put me in right now, Danny, before the number changes for the Texas over Michigan. Michigan's down like 25 guys right now. The bowl season, we said it today, trying to handicap these games. You got to figure out who's playing, who's not. Half these teams are basically lucky to field 50 dudes.
Unfortunately, the bylaws of the Chappelle pick show.
But for the kids out there, here's a Christmas gift from Carl and Mike.
Yes.
Get on Texas now before the number goes up even higher.
Hook 'em. All right. Oh, let's get out of here and clear our throat. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Tonight, by the way, we got the network for you, and then tomorrow all the football, and it should be a lot of fun. All right, Merry Christmas. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, cold in the stockings of every single ref out there, other than the few guys we know who do high school games.
I agree.
I mean, my God, the NBA last night, they just said, oh, we screwed up. You know, when Kobe White got fouled by Reese, I said, he really didn't. Don't even tell me that. We're not going to go back and replay the final 2 seconds of the Hawks game. NFL refs, you guys get a bunch of cold in your stocking. You've been horrible. Nobody even knows what pass interference is anymore. Mm. Ah, you guys, get better. Santa Claus, bring him some effort and some eyeglasses.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. Hey, all I have to say as we get out of here is ho, ho, ho. Mm. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
John McClane stole your detonators.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.